following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Exploring the Hurdles of Preparation, where I will talk about the different running events in track and the conditioning it takes to train for them. So let's get started. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the World of Track, second episode. So today we'll be talking about the 800 and the 1500 meter race. For the 800 race, I have only raced in it once, and the 1500 meter race is technically the mile, but like 100 taken out of it. Usually you run a 1600 and that's a mile, but for college, they like to run the 1500 instead of the mile. And so for the 800, I'm just going to give you a little background history of why I was going to run this race. So I'm pretty sure that I mentioned that I used to run cross country, and during cross country, whenever I was about to finish, like, the last 800 meters, like, everything that I had saved up, I would just do an all-out sprint. So the 800 meters in college is considered a sprint, which is crazy because running two laps as a sprint is really, really, really hard. And so I would just run it all out, like everything I had left for like the end of the cross country meet, just to run an 800 meter full out. And I was actually pretty good at it just because I did have some better endurance because I did start off with cross country first. And so due to that, they wanted me to run the 800 meters when I first did track my sophomore year, but then I started jumping over hurdles and I became a really good hurdler. Now, I do believe that the 800 meter is the second hardest event in track, but some may argue that is the first. I'm just biased because I am a hurdler, so I think that the 400 hurdles are harder than the 800 meter. And when I first ran the 800 meters, my time, because I did have to run it once for a meet, due to the fact that one time at a meet, all the girls who were supposed to run the 800 meters, like, hurt themselves or they were sick, so they had asked me because they know, like, I had previous experience in that. And so they're just like, just give it a shot, because in high school is where you like to try things, like any event you wanted to try, you could just do it, because no one was really serious about their event unless you were actually really, really good at it. So they just told me to give it a shot and see how I liked it. Now, the first lap, I kind of paced myself, but I definitely took it out way too fast. And if you take it out way too fast, you end up like dying at the end. So at the very end of my second lap, I was actually like so done. I just fell off the line and I was so happy to be done with my 800 meters. I did get an okay time though for like never have running it before. My time was 2:37, which was like okay. If you do want to run in college, you would aim to run like a 2:10, 2:20, and that's like really, really good. So for me, my sophomore year running my 800 meters for the first time, if I did want to like improve and work on it, then I definitely could have dropped my time lower, but I just didn't really enjoy it as much. So now, the 800 meter, to prepare for it, you have to be running lots of 1500 meters. So, like the other event we're going to be talking about today, is a 1500 meter. Okay, no. Like, so to prepare for the 800 meters, practice is brutal. Like, I think this is probably the worst. This and the 400 meter are definitely like the hardest, just because they are the worst to train for. Running miles and everything like that gets easier like along the way, just because you get in the right like mindset, and then running becomes like you feel light and you just have to keep at the same pace. But for the 800 meters, you practice running 600 repeats, 1000 meter repeats, and it's just like all of this is considered a sprint in college. So you aren't finding a pace, you're sprinting all out, and it's really just killing your legs and killing, not necessarily killing your body, like it is good to run, but just like pushing, going all out really does have an effect, and it can be really tiring at times. Like if you are not in the right mindset, it will not help you, and it will just maybe injure you. Lots of people get injured in this event as well. So training for this is definitely, never mind. So for what I do when I train, I'm just going to say the workouts that I do, that I did last week, because for our track, like so far, we just run on the track Mondays and Wednesdays. And what we do, since I am a 400 hurdler, we're starting it off like kind of slow and easing our way into the hard workout. So right now it's not too hard. And what we did recently was 250 repeats, which means you just do 250 meters a certain amount of times. And for us, we did it 6 times. And this wasn't too bad. Like we start off 50%, 60%, 70%, 75%, 80%, 90%. Just at the end, you're really feeling it. And then after that, we do 4 100 meter sprints, but it's like more to focus on your sprinting form, which isn't too bad. So we're still just easing into things. And this workout wasn't horrible. I did really, like, I felt it at the end, like my legs just get really tight, and so my core does too, which I really do. Like I'm like kind of a weird person, because I do like to be sore. I enjoy it because it makes me feel like I worked hard. And so these workouts are, you would do these as an 800 meters. So if I did run the 800 meters, I would be doing more repeats though, because you need to build more endurance. So instead of 6 250s, you would do maybe like 8 or 10. Now, moving on to the 1500. The 1500, like I said, is technically a mile, but it's 100 taken out of it. And I have run this event, I have 2 running experiences in this event. Like I said, like in high school, they just tell you like to pick whatever, like just to find your event. So I did try a majority of these events until like I was fully comfortable, because I didn't want to go into hurdles just being like, okay, like I found my thing, I'm just gonna quit everything else and try this. I wanted to make sure that I really did like it more than all the other events. So I chose to do the mile, just because I did do cross country, so I was I had that endurance left, and I just wanted to see if it was enough for a mile. So the first time I ran a mile, well, I used to run miles all the time in PE I used to run a mile all the time in school for PE, and I think in the first episode I said this, I did have the fastest mile, which really like encouraged me to try the mile, because I was like, okay, maybe I'll be really good at it too. But you definitely have to be like talking to yourself, like mentally, like in your head, like just throughout the mile, just to keep pushing. But for me, I just couldn't find things to think of that long. So on the second or third lap, I'd get really bored. Like, I'd go out like I'd go out really hard the first lap, and then the second lap I'd kind of take it a little easier, but I started to get really bored the third lap, and I'd fall behind because I was like, oh, like, I can't, my legs hurt and my arms hurt. And usually what really good runners do is they just, if their arms start to hurt, they start thinking about how much their legs hurt. And then if they think about how much their legs hurt, they think about how much their arms hurt, or like their fingers hurt, and like just try to focus the pain on something else. And so I was just like still like learning, and I didn't really enjoy it because I didn't really feel like wanting to do the mile every single time. I did get an okay time though. I got like a 6:30 mile, which wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. There was a really good kid on my high school team, and he ran a 4:11 mile, which was insane because he was also a freshman. And so to go D1 in that in a mile, you would have to run like under a 4:20. So he was in really good shape, and now that I have graduated and he's older as well, like he's a junior now, he's getting offers from everywhere, which is insane. Preparing for the 1500 meter, you would just run like mile repeats, go on long runs, run 400 meter repeats, just because like at the end you want to see how fast you can go. But it's not like anything crazy, like not a sprint. It's all just pacing yourself. Like, you will run 400 meter repeats. Well, at least this is what we did. You run 400 meter repeats, but it's not like a sprint. It's more like of, you have to keep the same pace over and over and over again. Yes, it's really hard, but then also at the same time, like, you just feel like you could just easily like talk to yourself in your head, like, okay, you got this, like, just keep running, it's not bad, just move your legs at the same pace and that's okay. But when you're sprinting, like the 800 meter, like if you're doing 400 meter repeats for the 800 meter, you're just sprinting all out, and you just have to be like, okay, keep up with yourself, like your legs are just definitely so much more exhausted. So that's the only like plus side about running longer distance in meets, is that yes, it takes longer, and yes, it's probably like you definitely have to be like mentally stronger for it too, just because you do like talk to yourself in your head, and it's all everything that's going on in your head just because you're on the track longer and you're aware of what you're doing. Then it's just easier just because you can train it a little easier than just a sprint. And like for 800 meters, you do talk to yourself, but it's not for as long. So like, but it's also just you're in a sprint as well, and it's just harder with that. And that is all for today. I hope you learned a little bit more about the 800 meter and the 1500 meter race. These are definitely, or 800 meter at least, definitely very challenging, but they both are in their own ways. So any person you ask will always have like a different opinion on what the hardest event in track is. And that's all.